Sally Lippert submitted the following curious North question. Why does the snow in my yard melt first around tree trunks? Do trees give off heat? Thanks for the question, Sally. In a word, yes, trees definitely give off heat. However, it's not body heat like we generate. We're talking about radiant heat here. In fact, maybe it'd be more accurate to say that the snow melts because the trees absorb sunlight. I can surmise that the trees you're talking about likely have brown bark, or at least not bright white bark like paper birch trees. The lighter colored an object is, the more sunlight it reflects. Sunlight excites electrons around molecules, forcing them to temporarily shift valences, and when they drop back down, they give off heat. Snow is white, at least the color we perceive as white. It's actually clear because it's a crystal, it's prismatic, and refracts the entire visible spectrum, so we see white. Well, because it's white, it absorbs very little sunlight, and therefore very little heat. A black item reflects almost no prismatic color, which is why you perceive it as black. There are actually light waves coming off of it, you just can't see them, like infrared or ultraviolet rays. Many of our Northwoods trees have bark that is some version of brown. Brown is a complex color. Thinking back to elementary school, you have primary colors like red, yellow, and blue, and secondary colors like orange, green, or purple. Secondary colors don't exactly have their own wavelengths, per se. Purple is a combination of red and blue wavelengths coming at you simultaneously. Brown would be a sort of tertiary color, requiring a combination of three wavelengths. The color you perceive is darker because it absorbs many of the visible and invisible spectrum colors. It warms up at least slightly on the outside of the bark, especially on the south and southwest side of the tree trunk, which gets more sunlight. The sun is lower in the sky, which means the rays have to get through more atmosphere to reach the tree, but it also means the rays may be more perpendicular to the trunk than in the summer. And without leaves, if it's a deciduous tree like a maple or an oak, the absorption is even greater. An evergreen, though, can absorb a lot of heat when the branches are clear of snow, and it melts the ground snow beneath it even faster, which is why animals often seek out a large pine or cedar tree to escape a storm or catch a few winks. Now, if a tree heats up enough, it can bring the living cells of the inner bark out of dormancy and cause problems. The cells can absorb water, refreeze, and burst. If the damage occurs just to the bark, this is often called sunscald or southwest injury. However, especially in late winter or early spring, this effect can extend into the inner layers of wood. When wood refreezes, the drier inner wood and wetter bark freeze at different rates and it causes frost split. You've probably seen this on maple trees and not given it much thought. It presents as a vertical line with a mound of smoother bark tissue surrounding either side of it. Smoother bark trees are more prone to this kind of damage because the layers of bark are thinner. Consequently, it happens a lot to fruit trees. This is why some people wrap the trunks of their trees, fruit trees, well, that and because it helps reduce rodent damage under the snow line. I put white plastic tubes around the base of my fruit trees in winter to reduce damage from rabbits and to minimize the amount of heat the trunk bark absorbs to help minimize the risk of sunscald and frost split. This bark activation process is important in spring. It's what brings the tree back to life, transporting nutrients from the roots to the shoots and leaf buds. It's also why we collect maple sap and make syrup while the snow is still on the ground, too. However, if winter has sunny days and lots of snow, it can really send mixed signals to these trees. Normally, though, the damage that's caused is not enough to kill the tree. Thanks again for the great question, Sally. Striving to make new things familiar and familiar things new, this is the Masked Biologist coming to you from the heart of Wisconsin's great Northwoods.